Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories, and we play it every Thursday. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. The categories game master guy is Matt Spiegel.
Damn right I am, and this is an NFL draft edition of Categories.
So we were right.
You are exactly right. I am discarding my 25 greatest Dodgers of all time category.
Did you seriously have that in the pile for today?
I had four.
Gross.
Yeah, I had four ready to go, but we'll go with the
draft. I got one.
Only
Juan
four
Uribe.
Dodgers?
Juan Uribe.
He's not one of the greatest of all time.
Yasiel Puig,
not one of the greatest Dodgers of all time. This is the problem. You can't
Steve
mention
Garvey.
Yes, that is correct.
So I win. All right. I'm going to take the first round bye here.
Danny gets a first round bye.
I'm going to go back to my William Friedkin book, which I still haven't finished.
I am looking right here.
I would have thought you'd been done with that by
AJ
now.
Pollock.
It's a long one, Lawrence.
Not AJ Pollock. It's not good enough. A couple different positions that the Bears may be looking at tonight. The first one is this. Tight end. Boy, I wonder if they'll take a tight end. Lawrence really likes Colston Loveland. I like Tyler Warren. I'm looking at...
I also like Tyler Warren,
whatever.
By the way.
You hate Tyler Warren. You can only have one.
All right.
I'm looking at every tight end taken in the first round of the NFL draft since the year 2000. These are all the tight ends taken in round one of the NFL draft since the year 2000. There are 26 of them. Lawrence, would you like to mention one of them?
Jeremy Shockey
gets his second mention this hour on 670 The Score. Chris Tannehill.
Jason Witten.
It's a late round pick.
Jason
Witten.
I'm
scoring by some of the greats here. I don't care either way.
Enjoy.
Just tell me it's
your Billy Friedkin.
All right. We're moving on. We're getting closer to the Exorcist chapter, Speeds. The Sonny and Cher movie, I got to say, it's not a page turner for me. So I'll just continue on with that.
Tell me if he mentions film producer Phil D'Antoni, who we worked with so closely. No, Jason Witten. Shane, do you have a first round tight end for me?
Kyle Pitts,
absolutely. Lawrence.
Tony Gonzalez.
My goodness, you people. You
that was those
people.
90s, right?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Since the year 2000.
Way to go, Shane.
Shane, give me another one just for fun.
David Njoku.
David. Longtime David Njoku enthusiast, Shane Reardon.
Give me the rest of that list.
Greg
Olson. Oh, my God. Brock Bowers, Greg Olson, T.J. Hockenson, O.J. Howard, Eric Ebron.
Yeah. Brandon Pettigrew.
I started writing down former Bears as you were saying the question. Martellus a first rounder?
No. Martellus was not.
Third rounder, I
Mercedes
think.
Mercedes Lewis is on this list.
Back in 1946?
We're hoping we were going to get to the
big dog.
He was back there with Red Grange.
Yeah. There was a bunch.
Vernon Davis?
Yeah, Vernon Davis. Yes.
Miller.
Tyler Eifert.
Eifert.
That's tight end you.
Go number 85, right?
Hayden Hurst. Heath Miller. Kellen Winslow II. Ben Watson.
Might not want to mention him.
Dallas Clark. I mean, we could have gone on for a while.
We didn't, though.
We sure didn't.
Way to go, Shane.
Good job, Shane. All right, now, this one should be fun. I am looking at a list.
They never are.
Just in case. Of every running back taken in the first round in the NFL draft since the year 2000, first round running backs is the category. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. Chris Tannehill, give me
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs is correct. Hang on one second. Yes, Jahmyr Gibbs is correct.
There's so many running backs, so I can't think of any.
Yeah, well, you did. Shane, you got a running back for me?
Tank Bigsby?
I don't believe Tank Bigsby was a first rounder. No, I'm sorry.
I'm out, sorry.
Yeah, he was a third rounder. We're done with Shane.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Not my position.
Lawrence.
Sony Michel.
Sony Michel gets a mention. Tanny.
Oh, damn it. I don't think Ricky Williams was 2000s, but I'm going to say him anyway.
Ricky
it's 99.
Williams was 99.
Lawrence, we're old is what it is.
Yes, it is.
All these years are blending together.
Remarkably unimpressive showing on these two categories. So for Lawrence, another one just for fun.
Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson. Damn right. There's so many. Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley, Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey, Ezekiel Elliott, and on and on and on. We could have gone. It's very sad. Very
Do
sad
you have a favorite Saquon of that group? Barley? He's pretty good.
Todd Gurley? I gave you CJ Spiller like twice today. But yes.
That's okay. Why I went back to Sony Michel, because he's been mentioned over the last couple of shows.
Mm-hmm.
I like callbacks.
Tank Bigsby should have been a first rounder.
that's what Tank Bigsby and his
and
agent
Tank
believed.
Johnson.
And his agent believed. All right. Yesterday, we heard from Dustin Rhodes as he criticized one of the great poets of our time, Ben Jonson, after his phenomenal poem to celebrate Brian Piccolo. According to the Teacher Development Project, I am looking at a list of the 40 most famous poets in the history of mankind. The 40 most famous poets in the history of mankind. Shane, I need a poet from you. I have a list of 40.
Yeah, I'll go with who I said yesterday and Shel Silverstein.
Shel Silverstein is correct. Shel Silverstein,
poet, huh?
Number 33. Absolutely. Where the Sidewalk
have
Ends.
Have you ever read The Giving Tree?
Oh. I've read all those books.
Where the Sidewalk Ends is a terrific book. Shel Silverstein is right. Lawrence.
Poet Laureate of Illinois, Gwendolyn Brooks.
Gwendolyn Brooks.
Better be. She's on my list, Lawrence. Spoke at my grade school
yes,
back in the day.
Gwendolyn Brooks is there. Absolutely. Tanny.
Nas.
Hey!
Sorry, Nasty Nas? No. Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou, absolutely. Number 4 on this list. Very nice. Famous poets, all time, human history, Shane.
Probably Shakespeare?
Shakespeare, number 1. Number 1 on the list.
Good pick.
Excellent, excellent. I can't believe he was still on the board. Ben Jonson, not on this list.
Oh.
Not yet. Lawrence.
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Ralph Good one. Waldo Emerson. I don't have him listed as a poet. Maybe thought of more as an author than a poet. Just a straight up author.
Just for me, is Thoreau on there?
Thoreau is not on here.
Okay. Yeah. All right, then I would have failed anyway.
Would have failed both times.
I'm glad I guessed Gwendolyn Brooks, though.
All right. Tanny, I need a poet.
Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde.
Hey, now.
Is absolutely on the. Where's Oscar Wilde? I just saw him over here.
He's right over there.
Yeah.
Down there.
No, I don't. See? Yes. Yes.
Okay, see?
Got him.
You know what?
Got him. Yes. Yes.
That's discrimination against the Irish.
Got him.
That's what it is.
Yeah, he's one of the.
The fake out that
only
he goes
like
with
40
over here.
Irish people on this list. Yeah, Oscar Wilde is in. Tanny, Shane, I need one.
Sylvia Plath.
Sylvia Plath gets
I love
a mention.
It.
Number 7. Tanny.
Carl Sandburg.
Carl
should be on the list.
Sandburg. That's a good pull.
Yeah.
Sandburg.
But I feel like if Thoreau and Emerson are not.
I know. I'm just going local here. Right? Chicago? He should be on there, right?
That's right.
That's Chicago. A good high school.
No, Sandburg not on the list.
Oh, no.
Shane, I need another poet for the
Edgar
win.
Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe. Damn one. Right. Edgar Allan Poe is there. That's it. Emily Dickinson, Robert Frost, Langston Hughes.
No. Angie Dickinson.
John Hughes.
Walt Whitman, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, T.S. Eliot, John Keats, E.E. Cummings.
John Keats, that's my man.
Hey, there is one hip-hop person on this list.
Okay, Kanye. Okay, here we go.
One hip-hop person.
Who's on the list?
Mm-hmm.
Tupac.
That is correct.
Yeah,
okay.
Believe that.
All right.
Yeah. Tupac
so.
Shakur.
I think that's right.
Tupac Shakur.
No, I'm just, yeah.
I have some feelings about it, but I actually think that's more accurate putting him on that list than on, like, top rappers list.
Yep, agreed.
ducks.
Well, yep.
He ducks.
God, Lawrence, right now. Were you the one who killed him?
Don't gif that anyone out there.
Yeah,
don't ever do.
Lawrence ducking. Lawrence walking away, Tupac. Seemingly from something that I might have said.
Lawrence was in Vegas recently.
Yeah. All right.
I did meet Suge.
Knight?
Yeah.
Did he hold you out over a balcony?
No.
No, that was Michael Jackson.
Me and Hood went to Las Vegas, and we were in McCarran Airport, and I was like, I think that's Suge Knight. And he was like, are you going to go talk to him? I was like, yeah. Is he not going to kill me here at the airport? And I dapped up with Suge, and it was all good.
That's me tremendous. And Tanny felt the same way when we saw Nick Wright at McCarran. We thought,
no.
Is that Nick Wright?
We saw him at Harry
He's
Reid Airport.
Kill us.
We saw him at Harry not Reid. Harry Reid's airport.
Nick looked like he'd been through it.
And
he'd been up for 56 hours.
Yeah, a long time. A texter points out that this is the only sports radio show that knows more poets than first round running backs.
That's why you listen.
That's what we're here
That's
for.
That's why we're here.
That's how you beat Wojo. Just
Damn
like
right.
that.
God, they've fallen, by the way.
Yeah, they really have.
It'd be the most boring thing in the world if we all just were rattling off running backs for 25 minutes. You wouldn't want to listen to that.
How many times can we mention Despacito before we just run off?
Well, that happened. Categories is done. Shane, did you win? I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, good. Congratulations.
Way to go.
Yep.
You're all out? All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you want more?
Well, I don't know what we're doing next.
Yeah, we got we're wide open for all kinds of stuff.
You want to do potpourri?
You want to do some potpourri?
Sure, why not?
I like potpourri. It smells delicious.
It does. We'll do that next, I guess, on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.